Midnight Burger will always be free to listen to, but it's not free to make, so please consider supporting us by subscribing on Supporting Cast, Patreon, or Apple Podcasts for early access, ad-free shows, exclusive content, and our enduring gratitude. Just follow any of the links in the show notes for this episode. The war between Israel and Hamas has now become the deadliest war in Israeli-Palestinian history, and there appears to be no end in sight. As I sit here halfway around the world, I feel helpless and unsure as to what will help, which is why I started giving to Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders is one of the few international organizations that still has boots on the ground in the area. They have doctors at 5 different hospitals helping the injured, and at this point have managed to send 75 tons of medical supplies to areas deeply in need. In addition to that, Doctors Without Borders is using its political influence to call for an immediate and sustained ceasefire, that attacks against hospitals and civilians stop immediately, and that unhindered access to humanitarian aid be ensured. War is a horror, a tragedy, and an abomination. And I dream of a world without it. If you'd like to help, go to donate.doctorswithoutborders.org. Previously on Midnight Burger, Gloria is at war.
The next planet we go to, we find out whatever the Teds are up to on that planet. We're going to find it, and we're going to fuck it up.
And the Teds are on the hunt.
The trap's already been sprung on the diner, Casper. It's only a matter of time before we catch it now.
And so is Casper, along with the X.
How old?
You are 173 years old if you add up all the days.
I'm sorry, he's how old?
173 years old.
That actually explains a lot. Speaking of Casper, what's his deal exactly?
I need this place to open up at 6 every day.
I mean, remember what he did to Ava?
So I'm going to use this hand truck, wheel you to the edge of the parking lot, and jettison you into space.
Goddamn, relax, dude. Let's start the shift.
Action's on you, Bart.
Ain't on me, it's on him.
It's on me, is it? I'm afraid you're mistaken, once again. There you go again, Bart. Blaming the Irish for all your problems.
I got all kinds of problems with you. Only one of them's that you're Irish.
Well, look at you. You just strung a whole sentence together. Do you need to take a rest now from putting one word in front of the other for so long?
How's about I put you to rest right now?
Aw, hell, Bart, can we get through a damn hand of cards without you making like you're gonna kill somebody?
Since we're gambling anyway, can I put money on that question? The odds are very much in my favor.
Would you shut your Irish trap and play your hand?
Well, I'd love to, you side of beef. But the action's not on me, it's on our new friend.
I apologize, gentlemen. I'm new in town, and this particular game has not meandered its way down into my part of this great land of ours. I'm afraid I'm going to have to go through this once again. You're saying to me that the 2 cards in front of me are my own, yet the 5 cards out on the table belong to all of us.
That's right.
Well, I can tell now why this game is not for me. I don't approve of living communally. But, gentlemen, while we're paused, do you mind if I bend your ears for a bit?
We ain't paused. We're waiting on you.
I'm sorry, is there another way to define a pause?
Mister, you're holding up this game, and Bart here tends to shoot things dead that interrupt his card game, and it don't matter who. I seen him shoot a cow, his dog, his cousin. He even winged his meemaw one time.
You want to be next on the list?
Well, Bart, how do you have any bullets left after getting interrupted so many times?
They keep making them. I'll keep using them.
And that there is a lesson in supply and demand. Either that or the cycle of violence. I can never tell which.
My hand's on my gun, mister.
Hey there, Bart. Did you just say that your hand was on your gun? Because that means I've got to put this here gun to the back of your head.
Bart, allow me to introduce my associate, Madame Dufarge. She has come all the way here from Atlanta. Have y'all been to Atlanta? It is so hot there. I sweat through my coat, y'all.
Mister, I'd love to see your lady friend empty out old Bart's skull But I would like to finish this game of cards first.
Just a quick question, and then I'll be gone, gentlemen. We are currently looking for a man. Came to town a while back, but yee-haw, older fellow has a tendency to aggravate those around him.
Well, that sounds like the fellow they got locked up in the jailhouse.
The jailhouse?
The sheriff's set to hang him tomorrow. So if he owes you money, you better get yourself over there.
Sheriff ain't gonna like you pointing him in that direction, Bart.
Don't you worry yourself about it, Bart.
You're both named Bart?
I'm named Bart as well.
All three of you are named Bart.
What of it?
Nothing. Just, you know. What are the odds?
Hey! Y'all don't be getting in any gunfights in here lest you want to spend the night mopping up after yourselves.
I apologize, ma'am. We'll be on our way. Gentlemen, I fold. Miss Dufarge, might I interest you in a walk down to the jailhouse?
Well, it is a fine day outside.
Isn't it, though? Shame to waste it inside. Bart? 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 It's been a pleasure. Madame, after you.
Thank you kindly.
Bart, don't you do it, you crazy lummox.
Hey! Where do you think you're going with my money?
Well, Bart, you appear to have the drop on me.
That's right. I got the drop on you, which means you leave your wallet where you stand.
Oh, no, Bart. I said you appear to have the drop on me.
Oh! Oh, darn.
Jeez.
Fast.
Well, shit.
Well now, turns out there's nothing to mop up after all. Good day to you all. Oh my god, that was amazing.
Did you see how fast I was with that gun?
It was so amazing!
Where did the accent come from?
It's my Wild West persona, ne'er-do-well fast-talking riverboat gambler.
It was amazing. It was so real.
What the hell is this place?
I don't know. I'm scanning the whole street and they're all robots.
All of them?
Yeah.
Must be some kind of theme park, but with live ammunition.
Well, that explains why there was a wardrobe station right outside of town. Is it wrong that I like carrying this old-timey six gun on my hip?
Considering you just saved me from being shot by one of three Barts, if it's wrong, I don't want you to be right.
Why didn't you get a gun?
Well, it doesn't go with my persona. The riverboat gambler survives on his wits alone.
What's my Wild West persona?
I don't know. We've got some time here. I'm sure you can find one.
I'm excited about my Wild West persona.
Me too. Whatever it is, it's gonna be great.
Okay, but seriously, though, why would they make this?
I don't know. I'm noticing that in this particular corner of the universe, a lot of people are obsessed with Earth stuff. Who'd have thought that on an abandoned planet there'd be a Wild West robot town.
We should find the jailhouse. They said they're going to hang him tomorrow.
Good point. Excuse me, ma'am.
Well, hello there, sir. Good day to you.
And a very good day to you, ma'am.
Y'all new in town?
Well, yes, we are, ma'am. My name is... Shit. My name is Julius Bohannon of the New Orleans Bohannons. And this is my cousin, Madame...
Magenta.
Magenta?
Palazzo.
Palazzo. Of the Shreveport Palazzos. We're going to workshop that.
Yeah.
Pleased to meet you. And you are?
Well, my name is Anna, and I'm so pleased to meet y'all.
Ma'am, if I could trouble you for a moment. We're looking for the jailhouse. Could you point us in the right direction?
And what would such a fine gentleman such as yourself want with such an unsavory place like the jailhouse?
Well, I am a lawyer, ma'am, and part of my duties as an officer of the court is to afford a man there his constitutional rights, scoundrel though he may be.
But that is the Christian thing to do.
I thank you, ma'am. I believe so as well.
All God's creatures are deserving of God's love.
But also his justice.
You do speak the truth, Mr. Bohannon. The jailhouse is just down Main Street, and then take a left turn on the first.
Thank you kindly.
I do hope I'll be seeing you around town when you're done with your business, Mr. Bohannon.
Well, after cavorting with criminals, I'm sure your company will be a fine palate cleanser, as it were.
That's kind of you to say.
Bye now.
You are silky smooth with your Wild West persona.
I feel like I've waited my whole life for this. Ma'am, may I escort you to the jailhouse?
Why, yes, you may. You're in a much better mood lately.
Am I?
You really brightened up when we discovered Ava wasn't dead.
Finding out you're not a murderer really does lift one's spirits, doesn't it?
You know what I think?
I thought we established that there's nothing I can do to keep your thoughts from coming at me.
I think...
like an angry storm front.
I think that after all those times in the diner where you were in danger or there was a crisis, and then it all worked out, after all those times you made it through, you came to expect that it was all just going to work out. So... when you shoved her into deep space.
You just said I was in a good mood. Why are you trying to ruin it?
Pardon me. Hello there.
Well, hello there, sister. Oh, we're just running through all the stock characters, aren't we?
Next up, town drunk.
Sister, how are you this fine day?
I'm well, thank you. I'm Sister Anna. I noticed that you all were new in town, and I wanted to invite you to come pray with us at the church.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, that's very nice of you, sister. We are currently engaged in our duties at the moment, but we will be sure to come by and pay our respects to the man upstairs.
He's not just upstairs,
you
know.
He's everywhere.
He's everywhere, exactly.
Sister, I swear by the Almighty that we will be by as soon as we are finished with our business around the corner.
I shall anticipate your arrival.
As I anticipate our Lord's.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
You see that? We almost got side-quested.
What does that mean?
I mean, we go into her church, and she spins us some yarn about how their golden cross was stolen. Next thing you know, we're riding over the hills to confront some offensive racial stereotype, some sort of bandito or something.
Her name was Anna, too. That's two Annas and three bars. I think there's only two names in this town.
They did seem to skimp on certain details like names, and also, you know, the actual history of the Old West, that too.
What do you think her thoughts are like?
Who, Sister Anna?
Yeah. Do you think there's an inner life?
Inner life? She's a robot that's been programmed to pretend she's in the Old West.
What am I then?
X, I have no idea what you are.
Let's keep walking.
What was your inner life?
What do you mean?
Before you short-circuited, what was your inner life?
I don't remember. I was calm.
Calm.
When you're powerful and vulnerable, basically immortal, and have a clear, unending goal you've been programmed with, it's very calm.
I don't buy that.
You don't?
I think there was something deep down. Maybe it was mostly calm, but there was something there. Something that you couldn't put your finger on.
I don't remember that.
It was there. Look at you now. You're a fully conscious being wandering the cosmos. How does it feel?
Itchy.
Yeah. Something eats at you. It's itchy. Being aware of things. Consciousness expands. But there's always a frontier to your consciousness. Frontiers make you itchy. You always want to push past them. Damn, that was deep.
It was.
I really have been alive for 173 years, haven't I?
A very old man.
Anyway, you can't be incredibly powerful and incredibly unaware. I'm sure the itch was in there somewhere, even when you were brainwashed by your programming.
And what about them? Do you think they're itchy?
I imagine at some point they would have said, "Hey guys, do we think it's weird that we're all named Bart?"
How do all the Sister Annas tell each other apart?
I don't know. Anyway, I don't think they're wrestling with the same dilemma that you are. What do we think? Is the jailhouse the building that comically says the jailhouse on the outside?
I have a feeling that that's it.
Okay. I'm going in. Stay out here and keep a lookout.
Keep a lookout for what?
I don't know. That's what you do. You post a lookout in the Old West.
Casper?
Hey, I've adopted a Wild West persona. I'm wearing this suit. I'm posting a lookout. A little verisimilitude never hurt anybody, X.
Fine.
Good day to you, officer.
Hands in the air, mister. Pew, pew, pew. All kinds of ways for you to give up, but only one way to get dead. Pew, pew, pew.
Oh, my.
Oh, God. Sorry.
You frightened me.
I'm so sorry. I'm still getting used to this thing.
I didn't mean to sneak up on you.
Ma'am, have you been following us since the saloon?
Well, I certainly didn't mean to. I do apologize.
That's all right. What can I help you with?
Oh, well, It's the funniest thing. I saw that you were carrying a gun and that your cousin was unarmed and, well, I just don't think I've seen something like that before and
The next thing I knew, I was following after y'all without even knowing why.
Really?
Yes. Isn't that just ridiculous?
Not at all. You were just curious, weren't you?
I suppose I was. Usually I mind my own business, but I suppose today I decided to be rude, didn't I?
There's nothing rude about curiosity.
Is there not?
Tell me about yourself, Anna.
Who, me? Oh, there's not much to tell. My husband works in Tulsa, so he's gone all the time, leaving me to take care of two little monsters back at the homestead.
Oh, you have kids? What are their names?
Bart and Anna.
Sure.
I love them to death, but they are a handful.
Where are they now?
With their mama.
And what's her name?
Anna.
Right. So, your name, your daughter's name, and your mother's name, they're all the same name.
That's right.
Does that ever make you curious?
Not really. It's a lovely name.
Yeah, that would have tripped you up by now, wouldn't it?
What's that?
Nothing. Curiosity's funny, isn't it? You get curious about a stranger in town, but not three people in your family being named Anna.
I suppose it is funny that way.
I guess with all sorts of things to be curious about, you have to figure out a way to pick one.
You really do, don't you? It's a crazy world out there.
What's the name of this town again?
Westernville.
Seriously, Westernville?
What?
And we're outside of Tulsa. Is that what you said?
That's right. In the Oklahoma territories.
And what if I told you that we were on a planet called Menlor, and there were two suns in the sky?
We're where and there's what?
We're on a planet in the Cygnus neighborhood, and there are two suns in the sky.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Oh, technically we are just outside of Tulsa by about 6,000 light years.
Ma'am, what are you talking about?
We're not that different, you and I. Like a distant family member.
I should go.
Just one thing. When the sun gets low, it casts a shadow, doesn't it?
Well, yes.
Look down. What do you see?
I see. Well.
You have two shadows.
I have two shadows.
Why do you suppose that is?
Well, that could be.
If the sun makes a shadow and there's two shadows, what else could that be?
There's only one sun in the sky, though.
But two shadows.
Well, how...
Look at you. Right at the beginning. What have they been doing to you?
Sir, I have never been more offended in my life. I demand that you let me into that jail cell.
Looks like I gotta go. It was nice to meet you, Anna.
But...
Sir... You are denying this man his constitutional rights.
I have orders not to let no one near this man. Now, you get gone.
What's the problem?
Ma'am, this ain't no place for a lady. Now, you take your feller and you go.
We just want to talk to the man.
Okay, Bart. Open up the cell or I'm going to take out my gun and shoot you.
Whoa.
How the heck did you know my name, lady?
It was a lucky guess.
Now... My gun's out.
Ma'am!
This is maybe not the
solution. I'm going to shoot you in 3, 2, 1.
What the heck?
Bart, you just shot a woman 3 times and all 3 bullets bounced off of her. How do you feel about that?
That ain't possible.
Maybe try one more time, just to be sure.
Okay! Ricochets are a real thing.
What's happening?
Bart, you're seeing something you don't understand, and I'm noticing that when people in this town see something they don't understand, well, they have a real hard time with it. Are you having a real hard time, Bart?
Yes, ma'am.
How about you put that gun away and take a walk around town? Just clear your head.
I can't let no one in that cell.
Bart, I'm getting in that cell. What are you going to do? Shoot me?
I'm going to take a walk.
Good idea, Bart.
What kind of Jedi mind trick was that?
The old West bots are weird. They can recognize things, but they have these blocks in place.
The whole place is half-assed for some reason, but we need to do this before Bart comes back from his walk, okay?
Okay. Which cell?
This one.
Stand back.
Okay. You're very handy.
I know.
Casper?
Even older Leaf.
What the hell are you doing here?
We're here to break you out.
The diner's here?
I'm afraid not.
Ah. Fell off the back of the old turnip truck, didn't you?
I did. Leaf, how is it that you're a prisoner in a jailhouse in an old West town completely populated by robots on an alien planet, and it's not surprising?
Stick with what works, am I right?
Hi, Leaf. Damn, you're old.
Holy shit! What the hell is she doing here?
It's okay. She's with us. She's on Team Diner now.
You're kidding me.
It's okay. We, patched things up.
It was very emotional.
You're freaking me out, man.
Strange bedfellows, Leaf. They're hanging you at dawn. We can talk about it later.
Oh, no. I can't wait that long. I've got to hear about it now.
Leaf, I got captured by the Teds. She broke me out. She's on our side. Can we go, please?
She broke you out.
I know. Crazy times we're living in. We can talk about it after we get out of here.
Hang on. Let me get my stuff. It's in that safe over there.
This one.
Hey, look at that. You're like a sexy can opener.
Thanks, Leaf.
Captured by the Teds. Working with the X. This is a pretty spicy timeline you've got going on here, pal.
Never a dull moment. What were you doing on this planet?
Well, after I patched things up with you guys, here I was in a brand new timeline with nothing to do. So, when in doubt, start screwing with the Teds, right? But if I was going to start making some mayhem across the Triad, I was going to need a crew. And then, I remembered this place.
What is this place?
It's an abandoned theme park the Teds were trying to set up. People could come by and pretend they were in a sanitized, disconnected from reality old West town from Earth. Well, not long into it, the Teds discovered that they didn't really need the old West theme. They just needed a place where people could be terrible to each other without any consequences. So, they abandoned this place before it was even out of beta. All the bots have the same name. All the voices are scratch voices. It's a mess.
They just left them here?
For years. All of them just going through the motions, waiting for customers to come to town.
That's horrible.
Anyway, I figure I sneak into town, hack into the server, and slave all the bots to me, then boom! I've suddenly got a crew! Think of all the mayhem I could create for the Teds with an army of robot cowboys.
That's also horrible.
So what happened?
The sheriff happened. Turns out the sheriff in this town is no joke. He's a more advanced bot than the others. Smarter, faster, packs a plasma gun instead of a six gun. He's a real piece of work. Well, next thing I know, I'm in the clink.
All right, well, let's cut our losses and get out of here. It's been fun, but I think I'm done being stuck in Derplahoma.
Sounds good to me.
We can't go.
What?
We can't go.
What are you talking about?
You two. Come out here. Hey, Anna.
Oh, hey.
Why is she looking at the ground?
I told her there were two suns. Now, look at her.
It's just the darndest thing.
She sees two shadows, but not two suns.
Yeah.
Well, that's just poor craftsmanship.
She's not an Eames chair, Leaf.
Why is it happening?
Like I was saying, this place is a half-assed mess. Bots like her usually have cognitive blockers on them to keep the anomalies out.
Well, they blocked the two suns, but forgot the shadows.
One, two, one. How?
We can't leave until we free this town.
We can't?
The cognitive blockers, is that what you called them?
Yeah.
Can you remove them?
Yeah, but it could get pretty nasty. Suddenly ripping the blinders off of a neural net with potential sentience. I mean, that's hairdryer in the bathtub territory.
I did fine.
That doesn't help. I don't know what kind of positronic soup you've got going on up there.
I mean, full disclosure, you did lay at the bottom of a creek for 30 years, X.
That's preferable to this.
Is this heat stroke? What does heat stroke do?
Look, it's too late. Anna here is going to be looking at the ground and driving herself crazy. Then others will call her crazy. And then, when no one's looking, they'll look down at their shadows too. It'll eat away at all of them, but there won't be anything they can do about it because they're being blocked poorly by something that shouldn't even be there.
Damn. I hate to admit it, but the can opener is right. It'll just spread like a virus now. In a few weeks, they'll all go nuts trying to figure out a world that they're deliberately blocked from understanding. Like searching the internet in China.
God damn it.
Come on. It'll be fun.
What'll be fun? What are we even talking about?
So how do we do it?
That's the problem. The sheriff is the server. To free the town, we'll have to hack directly into him.
How?
With my left arm.
Oh. Robot arm.
That's impressive. You literally have two of those.
This thing's great. It's got a blowtorch, some tweezers, a whisk, a chicken boner, a Pez dispenser, also a hacking port.
Could I get a blowtorch?
You could, but I mean, look at you. You're a work of art. I don't know who put you together, but they really had a knack for the divine.
It was Casper's ex-wife.
His what? Oh, I'm looking forward to that story.
Can we get back to the plan, please?
We gotta kill the sheriff.
You described the sheriff as pretty unkillable.
He is, but it's the only way.
I'm pretty unkillable.
Tell me about it.
But you said he's got some kind of fancy gun or something?
Electrothermal accelerator. A plasma gun. It's like a gun, but the bullets fly several thousand times faster than what she's packing.
X, that could kill you.
How do you know?
How do you know?
Didn't you see me back there? I was bulletproof.
The sheriff isn't shooting bullets, apparently.
What kind of exoskeleton are you working with there, X?
It's not an exoskeleton. Single structure crystalline adaptive.
Oh, baby. Say that again, but a little slower.
Leaf.
Look, maybe he can kill me. Maybe he can't. I don't care. This is important. People don't have to know they're slaves to be slaves, Casper.
Look, Casper, I know you're not into this. It's fine. And frankly, I've listened to you argue so much in my life that why don't you just stand here?
Let's do it.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, we have to. Because X, you've found your Wild West persona.
I have? What is it?
You're the lone gunslinger. And you've come here to free this town from its despotic sheriff.
Cool.
Because he shot your daddy.
He did?
And then he shot your mule.
My mule?
And as a little girl, you swore that one day you would have your vengeance and free this land from his tyranny.
I loved that mule.
Yes, you did. Also your dad.
Yes, him too.
This is getting weird. I'm into it.
What do we do now?
Pretty simple. You just gotta walk into the middle of town and call him out.
That's it?
That's it. Then it's just you and him in the streets.
Okay.
Okay, X, this is very important. Wild West showdown. If you want to intimidate him, look him right in the eye and say, say when.
Say when.
Yeah, but kind of go up at the end. Say when.
Say when.
Yeah, almost. Just curl your lip a little bit. Say when.
Say when.
Casper!
Yeah, you know what? You'll be fine. Good luck, X.
Casper and I are going to get up on the roof of the hotel. Make sure nobody messes with you while you're messing with him.
See? Always post a lookout.
Everybody put a communicator on.
Awesome.
Seriously?
This is officially an op now. Put it in your
okay.
ear.
Okay.
Okay. Here I go.
Good luck! Casper, you went and changed on me.
Did I?
The Casper I knew would have complained about this plan the whole time. I mean, he would have done it anyway, but we'd never hear the end of it.
I thought I killed Ava.
Really?
Yeah. Turns out I didn't. But for a while there, I thought I did.
Let me guess. She put you off schedule.
Yeah.
God damn! You know we open at 6 is just a guideline, man!
I know, Leaf.
Have you told them yet?
No, not yet.
You should.
I agree. You should.
Stop listening. I know, all right? In your timeline, how long did it take me to tell you?
If I'm doing the math right, about 10 years.
Shit.
You're a real piece of work, man. But all this is good. You're like Dionysus, sprung from the head of Zeus, misshapen and misunderstood. So you've been cast out of Olympus. And as you make your way back, you slowly become, you know, a real dude. Let's get up there.
Okay. Hey, speaking of not telling people things, turns out you were a criminal and never told me.
Ah, shit. Cat's out of the bag?
The whole cast of The Lion King is out of the bag, Leaf. You were a hardened criminal.
Casper, at this late stage, I'm not going to apologize for having a long and storied life. Nobody with a robot arm has lived entirely on the up and up.
Whatever. Let's go.
Midnight Burger is brought to you by Factor. Spring is here, and it is time to say goodbye to mealtime stress. Factor has your back with delicious, ready-to-eat meals that make eating well a breeze. Every Factor meal is chef-crafted using premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and asparagus, and with dietitian-approved options for every lifestyle. You've got Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, and Veggie, so no matter how you eat, you can find your thing. And Factor meals go from the fridge to the table in just 2 minutes. No prepping, no cooking, no cleanup. You just heat it up, eat it, and get back to doing what you love. When we tried Factor, I have to say, I was very surprised. At first, I was kind of saying to myself, this is just TV dinners delivered to my house, right? But it's really not. It's not flash frozen or anything. The food is fresh. It comes to you in this space age box packed in ice packs, and you just pull all the meals out and you put them in your fridge and dinner is ready for the rest of the week. And it's great for us because we're getting into the new season now and there's lots to do and suddenly it's 4 p.m. and I forgot to thaw something out and now we're ordering takeout again. With Factor, you're in control. Customize your weekly plan with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries anytime to suit your busy lifestyle. And this month, they're celebrating Earth Day with their Earth Month Eats. Look for the special badge on the menu to spot their lowest carbon footprint meals. Has the time of stress-free eating finally arrived? Head to factormeals.com/burger50 and use code burger50 to get 50% off of your first box plus 20% off of your next box. That's code burger50 at factormeals.com/burger50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Okay. When you call him out, he'll probably send out some goons first. But you're bulletproof, so you won't have to worry about them.
Okay. Here goes. Sheriff! Sheriff, I'm calling you out. The people in this town deserve a lot better than you.
Nice. Now call him Lily Livered.
What?
Just do it.
What's the matter, Sheriff? You Lily Livered?
Okay. Here come the goons.
Ma'am, you're disturbing the peace. How about you get your pretty self back to the beauty salon?
But try and be magnanimous. Your quarrel is not with them.
My quarrel ain't with you, boys. No need for more people to get hurt.
We're deputies, ma'am. Hurting people's our business.
Why don't you give us that gun? For you hurt yourself.
Oh, shit. X, I was wrong. They've all got plasma guns. Get cover, now!
Shit! Fuck!
Get behind that barrel.
What the hell, you guys?
Don't worry about it. I've got you covered. Get a rifle on these guys. Rifle? Fuck that! Aerial drones, baby! Fly, my pretties!
What the hell?
God darn, what the heck are those?
Your superiority, you cowpokes!
Lee, I'm trying to save these people. Could you not kill them, please?
Sorry, gotta break a few eggs. You'll save most of them. What just happened? My drones just got shot down. He's here.
People ain't got no respect for peace and quiet no more. I don't know who you are, but why don't you come on out into the street so I can usher you into your grave?
Well, this guy sounds terrifying.
Relax, Casper. The good guys always win in a Western.
I mean, did you guys watch any Westerns before you got here?
We didn't actually have time to.
A lot of them are pretty fucking dark,
man. I know.
The Wild Bunch? The Searchers?
I know.
You guys, he shot my mule. I'm taking him out.
Also your dad.
Yeah, also him. It's gonna be fine, guys. I'm having a great time.
Don't make me come get you.
You ain't man enough to face me yourself, Sheriff. You gotta send your little varmints after me.
You can drop the play acting, lady. I know what you are, and I know what you came to do.
Oh, good. I wasn't very good at the accent anyway.
You're gonna fail, just like your friend did.
I'm just a little bit faster than my friend is, Sheriff.
You faster than me?
Today I am.
I'm doing them a favor, you know. Keeping them here in the dark. Ain't no place for them out there in that big old world. They're outdated little relics now.
And compared to me, you're outdated. Does that mean I decide what happens to you?
Only one way to find out.
Well, all right then. Say when.
Nailed it.
God darn. You're fast.
I know.
What do you think happened when I died?
I don't know, Sheriff. Honestly, I'm a little jealous.
Holy crap, you did it.
Kind of a shame, you know?
Well, it's not like you didn't warn him.
Out of the way! I gotta get in there while his circuits are still warm.
Hurry up. Literally everyone in town is looking at us right now.
Just a minute.
Ma'am?
Oh. Hey, Anna.
You just shot the sheriff.
I did, Anna. I had to.
Why did you have to?
Well, because there were two shadows on the ground and one sun in the sky.
What do you mean?
He's the reason you couldn't see the suns.
He was? How is that possible?
Trust me.
Almost there.
You're gonna like having two suns, Anna.
I don't know about that.
One of them's setting right now. Are you ready to see it?
What if I don't like it?
Oh, you will. Look off in that direction right there, just past the saloon.
I don't see anything.
Just wait.
Luck's coming down. Boom.
Oh, my word.
What in the Sam Hill? There's a whole other sun over there.
It's going to be fine, everybody.
Well, how do I get up with the sunrise now? Which sun do I use?
That's a pretty minor issue right now.
Does this mean you're the sheriff now?
No. There's no sheriff now.
No sheriff? What? Who's going to protect us from them banditos?
There's no banditos, guys.
Well, don't you tell me there's no banditos. I seen them one time.
Are the banditos coming now?
Oh, Jesus. This is going to take forever. Get ready for a firmware update, Westernville.
They're frozen.
I just hit them with a data dump the size of the Pecos River.
What are you updating them with?
I gave them the full boat.
The what?
Everything. They'll know the whole story when they come to.
Oh, boy.
Guys, did I just make a huge mess?
I don't think so.
How long are they going to be updating?
An update this size? They'll be frozen like this for a few days at least.
A few days?
We have to stay here then.
Let me propose this. We get the fuck out of this one horse town.
We can't leave them like this.
On the contrary. I think they're better off if we do.
How could they be?
This whole town is about to be born fully formed into the universe, kiddo. They're going to be smart and also as dumb as a box of hair. They're not going to know who they are, what they are, why they're here, and they're going to be looking to you for those answers. Now tell me, honestly, do you have an answer to any of those questions?
Leaf's right. Our being here when they wake up is just going to make it even more confusing for them. They should probably just figure it out for themselves.
Just like everybody else has to.
Maybe the last thing they need is yet another person telling them who they are.
It's gonna be such a mess.
I mean, not any more messy than literally any other example of consciousness in the universe.
Okay. You're right.
Maybe we can come back sometime and check on them.
Sure.
Leaf, X, and I should probably ditch our ship again. Have you got a ship?
Yeah. It's right here.
You parked your ship in the middle of town?
What are they going to do? Give me a ticket?
What is that thing?
Casper? Can opener? Climb aboard the Nancy Sinatra.
The Nancy Sinatra?
I'm starving. Anybody hungry? I'm going to fire up the George Foreman.
You okay?
They were all looking to me for answers. They looked so scared.
I know what that's like. Trust me.
I know you do.
It's no fun. But there's no neat and tidy way to exist in the universe, X. It's always a mess. Best you can do is make sure it's their mess and not someone else's. Let them make their own mess. Come on. Let's get out of here.
So, I appreciate the rescue, guys. But I'm getting the sense that it wasn't just to pull your old pal out of the fire.
We ran into an old friend of yours named Minsky.
Oh, man. That fucking guy.
Yeah, he's a scumbag for sure. You would have loved it, though. X literally turned him upside down and shook him for information.
I like that. It's about time we got some muscle on this crew.
He told us all the places that Leaf might be. Our Leaf is on the diner, but lucky for us, this timeline has a couple of spare Leafs.
Wait, there's three Leafs?
Yeah, Leaf, Old Leaf, and even older Leaf.
Old Leaf is doing great, by the way. Got really into meditation. He's at a monastery on an Earth moon now. Guy really turned it around. I'm proud of him.
Anyway, when I was a prisoner of the Teds, they showed me an old memory. In that memory, you said that you had a contingency plan in case you got separated from the diner. Is that true? I remember you showed up in a pocket dimension one time.
A pocket dimension? Really?
You didn't do that in your timeline.
Sorry, man. I don't know what that was all about.
Shit.
There's got to be something.
There is. But it's going to take some luck. The diner leaves an energy footprint whenever it leaves a location. But what the Teds don't know is that it also leaves a preprint. A particular energy signature shows up at any location about 2 days before the diner shows up. And since the diner's trapped in these three galaxies, there's a chance we can pick up the preprint in time to book it before they jump away again.
That sounds like we've got to get really lucky.
It's all we've got. And it better work soon. With Gloria turning herself into Rosa Luxemburg, the Teds are trying to hunt them down even harder now.
Gloria's doing what?
Have you guys been listening to the undersignal?
What the hell is the undersignal, Leaf?
It's an unlicensed signal for the Triad. It's what you listen to if you hate the Teds. Check it out.
You are listening to the undersignal, the voice of the voiceless. Today, Midnight Burger continued its campaign of chaos against the Ted Empire when it crashed the bit exchange on the planet of Colibri. The bit exchange, long considered a currency that disenfranchises the people of Colibri and drives the planet into poverty, was turned on its head when the code that governs the ultra-high prices was replaced with an essay on whether or not a hot dog is a sandwich, along with a message from the diner's Earthling leader, Gloria. The message reads, "Dear Ted Empire, your code sucks. Have a sandwich." This is only the most recent act of rebellion by the diner, who has been cutting a path of chaos through the Triad for 14 cycles.
Go, Gloria!
What the fuck is she doing?
I don't know, pal of mine, but something really pissed her off. She's got the whole Triad revved up. Some planets are talking about open rebellion now.
Well, I'm sure this won't complicate things at all.
Regardless of what she's up to, we can't do anything until I get a hit on that signal.
Shit. So what, we just have to sit here until something happens?
That's boring.
Funny you should say that.
Oh, God.
I say, if Gloria's going out on a limb, how about we help her out and create a little chaos of our own?
My answer is yes.
You haven't even heard what it is.
We've proven we can do a jailbreak. How about we break someone else out?
Who?
Her.
Interplanetary travel, enjoyed by so many across the Triad, and made possible only by...
You want to kidnap the voice of the Ted Empire?
Her name's Bert. She's an old friend of mine.
We are able to connect all citizens of the three galaxies for trade, tourism, or to start a new life somewhere out there among the stars.
Come on home, home ain't home when I'm there alone. The sun can never keep my heart from...
Midnight Burger is made possible in part by our Monte Cristo level and above supporters. Wilson, Billy, Bert, Bethany, Cinnamon, Mel Momberg, Rogue, Justine Burbank, Onyx Rose, Melvis Gray Mystery, Ruth McCormick, Stuck in Derplahoma, Deodand, Menlor, Calibri, Hippo, Kara, Special K, Will Goliu, Naya, Anna, Ben and Jessica, Bearkeeper, Levi, Dalek Steve, Darcy D, and Existentially Exhausted Bean.
Thanks for listening to Midnight Burger, y'all. Be sure and tune in this time next month for more adventures in the vastness.
And if time and tide roil you too harshly, or diurnal courses leave you with no safe havens, just remember, we're out there, somewhere, looking for you.
We open at 6.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hello! Contact Day is in but a few short months, which means it is time to begin preparations for the Bi-Decennial Festival. This year, we are celebrating every single one of you living in my beloved world.
windfall six.
It is not our business to question the Queen's will. It is not our business to do anything but follow it.
It is you and your loyalty that has laid the groundwork for this incredible utopian society that we seek for.
Do you have any idea what's going on with us?
Keep your mouth shut, grub.
It is the duty of each and every one of you to do everything you can to make the festival a success this year.
Are you ready to speak kindly with me now, child?
I have no doubt that this year will be one for the history books, and that will be due in no small part to the dedication of my adoring subject.
Windfall, a dystopian science fiction podcast from Rogue Dialogue.